Hello and welcome to About Music with Brian. It's that time of day when we relax and we play relaxing music, and today I've got 11 items for you, all in the spirit of dance. The first one, which we've just heard, was by Dmitry Kabalevsky. It was the Comedian's Galop from the Comedian's Suite, a whirlwind of energy full of playful mischief and high spirits. We're following that with the very quiet Johann Strauss II Pizzicato Polka. It's a charming and playful piece with plucked strings that create a sparkling effect. The entire orchestra trades their bows for plucked strings, giving a result of a light and airy dance full of playfulness in which each note bounces like a drop of water in a fountain. It's Viennese elegance guaranteed to bring a smile. Béla Bartók wrote a set of Romanian folk dances full of character and energy. They preserve the raw, rustic energy of the original dances, making them feel as fresh and exhilarating as the day they were first played. Thank you. We come now to a very well-known piece, but in rather an unusual arrangement. It contains a bandoneon, which is a small square concertina or accordion with buttons instead of a keyboard, and it's used especially in Latin America for tango music. But this tango, unlike any other by Piazzolla, the Liber Tango, pulses with passion and defiance. Piazzolla transforms the traditional tango into something bold and modern, layering sultry harmonies with an irresistible driving rhythm. This music smoulders with intensity. It's like dangerous, seductive, and completely mesmerizing.
Thank you.
I've got a cheeky jazzy dance by Claude Debussy, the Gollywog's Cakewalk from the Children's Corner, filled with syncopated rhythms and humour. Debussy adds a touch of French elegance, while keeping the humour and the liveliness at the heart of the music. It's as if the piano itself is grinning, cheeky, stylish, and full of mischief. The fairly well-known Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns comes next. It's a thrilling dance of the skeletons. Saint-Saëns conjures up a ghostly ballroom where skeletons waltz under the midnight moon. The eerie sound of the solo violin sets the scene before the full orchestra sweeps in with a fiendish swirling energy. This is dance at its most thrilling, darkly mischievous, utterly irresistible, and full of dramatic flair. Thank you. Next, we'll hear two Spanish dances by Manuel de Falla from La Vie de Brive. They are fiery and passionate, filled with dazzling rhythms. They are pieces that are both seductive and electrifying, alive with the spirit of flamenco.
Thank you.
You might know the Sabre Dance from Guyenne by Aram Khachaturian. This electrifying dance grabs hold from the first note and never lets go. Sharp, rapid-fire rhythms create an exhilarating sense of urgency, as if the dancers are locked in dizzying high-speed chases. It's bold, dramatic, and utterly thrilling. Next item, Alexander Borodin's Polovtsian Dances from Prince Igor. Well, this is romantic music at its very best. Borodin weaves Slavic and Middle Eastern influences into a swirling, hypnotic celebration. Dreamy, seductive, other times wildly exuberant, this music transports you straight away into an opulent, faraway world.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now we come to a teeny tiny little piece by Leo Delibes, the Pizzicati from the ballet suite Sylvia. Slight as a feather and full of charm. The plucked strings, like the ones we had earlier in the pizzicato, create a playful tiptoeing rhythm like a ballet dancer gracefully darting across the stage. It's a perfect blend of delicacy and delight in just 2 minutes. Now Edvard Grieg's Hulling from the Norwegian Dancers, Opus 35. This dance is full of bounding leaps and stamping rhythms. It is inspired by Norway's traditional dances and captures the energy of a village celebration with brilliant flourishes. The infectious joy of the piece makes it impossible to sit still. This is music that is meant to be danced to. And with playing that piece, I'm going to say farewell for this week. Please remember to join us on Monday evening for the other part of About Music. And in this particular one, we're going to be able to look at the music of Beethoven and Brahms. Until then, bye-bye. Thank you.